going on, people? So basically, this weekend, you get two podcasts for the price of one. From last weekend, I haven't had time to put them up. It's getting harder, man, but I will do it, and I'm gonna do it right now. Today's Sunday, September 24th. It's been pretty busy. Last night I was out all day. Yesterday I was out all day celebrating my friend's birthday party. Celebrating my friend's birthday, Juan's birthday, my buddy. You heard of him. But yeah, so I finally got to upload this episode. So I hope you enjoy them. It's two episodes from last week. Well, just me talking to all two different days, basically. Nothing special. But yeah, I hope you guys like it. Please like it and subscribe. And I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye. What's up, everybody? I hope everybody had a good week. Had an amazing week and weekend also. Today is Sunday, September 17th, 2017. Yeah, how's everybody doing today? Yeah, this weekend was pretty busy. Friday. Well, this whole week I've still been doing overtime, a lot of work. Working out a lot also, trying to stay in shape, you know, trying to keep my figure. And schoolwork, not too bad. But it's a pretty busy week. It's been a pretty busy week. Friday night, just hung out with my girl. Saturday, same thing. Actually, we went with my mom's husband's side of the family, my step family. We're over there, we're eating. A lot of Mexican food, a lot of mole, chicken with mole. What else we had? Chicharrones, you know, drenched in that salsa. Ooh, so fucking good. I made vegetables, some broccoli and carrots. What else did I do? What else did I eat that day? We're there. The family got together because we watched the Triple G Canelo fight. It's a pretty damn good fight. I mean, it's my second boxing match ever. The first one was McGregor and Mayweather. Which wasn't a bad fight. It's pretty damn good. Who you guys thought that won? Triple G or Canelo? I mean, I don't know shit about boxing, but so far from what I could tell, Triple G won the fight. Fair and square. But yeah, like everybody says, it's politics, it's money. Of course they want a rematch, so you buy the fight again, and I'm damn sure they're gonna have it. You know, if only one person won the money prize, for sure they'll be a winner, not a fucking draw. Triple G won the fight. He was trucking all the whole time. What I do know about any type of comeback, I wrestled my senior year high school, so yeah, I have an idea what it feels like. And Canelo was pretty tired. He was doing pretty fucking good. He looked more like he was waiting to a counterpunch. You know, he wasn't blocking as much. He was saving his energy for that counterpunch. But Triple G, he was just fucking going straight forward like a fucking tank, the Russian tank. He just kept on trucking the entire time. So yeah, I think he did. You know, Canelo had some good punches too, but I want to say Triple G won the fight. It was, you know, it was bullshit. Even, hey, everybody in the family, you know, they were already from Canelo, Mexico, Mexicans, you know how that is. But they all said it. Yeah, Triple G won the fight. It was bullshit. Yeah, I feel like he won the fight. You know, if you're feeling it different, that's your opinion. But I want to say that most people felt like Triple G won the fight. But you know, and you got to get those pay-per-views. So now, rematch. And I for sure will not be paying for the match. If you don't want another bullshit situation to happen like that again, I'd say don't fucking pay for the match. Just wait. You'll watch it for free eventually. But yeah, it's not. I don't think it'd be worth it buying the next fight. It'd be a waste of your money. Just don't do it, man. That's what boxing is the way it is, or any other sport like that. They supply and demand. Whoever's the most famous, whoever's bringing in the most viewers, then they're gonna pay. They're gonna get paid the most. I just found out about that. I didn't know even if you lost the fight, you still could. If you're the famous fighter, you can still get paid more than the winner. That's some fucking bullshit. But I guess that's how it works. Unless people stop paying for fights, it's not gonna change. So if you're mad at that, hey, that's your thing. if you don't want it to happen anymore, just don't buy fights anymore. That's just how it is. But yeah, it was a good fight. I liked it. It was a pretty damn good fight for what it was. The undercards weren't that good. I mean, not that they weren't good. They were just, I guess, nobody. I wasn't really interested in them. I just, to be honest, but yeah, it was a good night. We watched that, and then after that, we came home after the fight. My girl and I came home, and I had a dessert. Oh man, let me just give you a recap on my dessert: 6 donuts, a Ben and Jerry's pint of ice cream, and then I made me a. So basically, I split it in 3. Is that a pint of ice cream? So 1/3 just stayed in the ice cream cup. Another 1/3, I made a little milkshake, or almond milkshake, basically. I used almond milk. And then the last 1/3, I made a few donut ice cream sandwiches. You know, used the donut as the buns. God damn. Oh, excuse me. It was delicious. But yeah. It was a lot of food. I don't recommend doing that unless you're fasting like I am. The only reason I eat so much food at once is because I go over 20 hours without eating. So that's what helps me. So it helps me not get so full from even eating those big meals, because I'm just starving my body the entire day. So when I do eat, my body just takes it in like a sponge. Whoo! Yeah, let me just tell you, on Friday I weighed 192, Saturday woke up around 193, and then today I woke up at 192. So yeah, if you do good on your diet, it will show. But you know, a lot of people have trouble with it. I mean, you don't even have to be on a diet. You just gotta change your eating habits a little bit. And just get a little more active if you can, you know. If you can change a lot of your eating habits, you won't have to be as active. But if you're just changing a little bit, you want to be a little more active too. Yeah, that will work for you. You know, just little steps. Start changing, like, you know, stop eating bread at one meal. You know, start walking a little more. Park a little further when you go to the store. Just little stuff, man. You don't have to go all fucking out crazy right away, you know. Just a few tips, you know. I could give you a few tips if you guys need help, you know. I won't give you the whole deal because, you know, that just takes too much time out of my day. But I could give you a few tips here and there. And the reason I don't give them out as much, just on like on social media or something like or stuff like that, is because most people don't listen. So, you know, I'd rather, if you really want the information from me, rather you ask. I don't want to waste my time giving a lot of information. You know, sometimes I do just because I feel like it. I just give them out, but not for any purpose of anybody grabbing that ID, the tips. But if somebody does want my help, I'm more than willing to help as long as you ask. But I don't go out of my way to show people anymore. But, yeah, you do it. You know, I managed to do it being so busy with work and, you know, that. The school, I'm just taking one class, but that's more than enough right now. I've been out of school for 7 years. It takes a lot more time than I thought it would, especially if you're doing it online. it's hard to find motivation or to stay focused while you're at your fucking room through the, you know, everything off and just having your headphones on, listening to the lesson. God damn, that takes so much out of me. You know, nowadays, you just gotta fucking look at your phone all the fucking time. You know, I check it constantly. I'm an addict. I gotta say, I'm a fucking addict to that phone. I don't know. That fucking phone is so addictive, man. Fuck. So much fucking power at the tip of your fingers. You could know everything or nothing or everything, but you could do anything with a fucking phone. So much that you could do. It's crazy. It's hard not to be addicted to the power. We're gonna have to evolve to be able to live with it and not have it affect our lives. Because honestly, that's one of my biggest time killers. That's when I do my schoolwork. If you're having trouble with school, I want to say probably your phone has to do somewhat with it, you know, because it's so hard to not look at your phone. You know, you want to look at it, you just get that impulse. I do sometimes. I just look at it for no reason. But I'm trying my best to. Excuse me. I'm trying my best to cut it down as much as possible. Oh, man. Whew, yeah. Sorry, guys. As you can tell, I'm smoking some of that grass. What's it called? Man, I'm so glad weed's legal, but it's not completely legal. Still halfway legal, you know? Even though it says legal, it's not completely legal. Until they make it nationwide legal, that's when it's legal. At the federal level, but right now, still feels like, you know? Even if you do it at home, you know, people still trip. Yeah, as you can see, you know, I smoke a lot of weed and I still manage to get my work done. So people that say that weed makes you, you know, lazy, a fucking bum, that it makes you just a fucking lazy potato couch, you know, it's that just the way those people are, you know. Don't get me wrong, I do sometimes I do get too high and I'm not able to do anything. I'm just so tired, I get lazy, I don't do shit, but I'm, you know, I manage to get past that. It happens here and there if I get too high, but for the most part, I manage to get past that and I'm able to do my work. And, you know, or I play it safe too. I just do my entire, whatever I have to do, I finish that first and then I get high. I just get to relax. I start smoking a little bit of weed. Just at the end of my day, finish my day, you know, like, my wine down, you know, people like wine. Some people drink a beer. For myself, I just have a little fancy weed and relax, you know. It's way better than drinking out here that much. It doesn't fuck you up like drinking does. Man, I drank. Last time I drank was, I went to, many months ago was it? When did we go? Went to Portland with my girlfriend, Portland, Oregon. Maybe over, man, I'm so fucking bad with dates, honestly. Hold on, let me check. I don't want to give you false facts right now. Let me check really quick on my phone. Let's see, when camera roll albums. Oh, there we go. June. It was in June, okay? So that was, about a little bit over 3 months. We went to Portland, Oregon. Fuck. Why the fuck was I talking about that? Completely forgot about that. Oh shit, dude, I just got lost in my thoughts right now. Sorry about that, guys. What the fuck was I talking about? Fuck, what the fuck was I talking about? Oh man. Oh yeah. Let me try to get back to before I was talking about before me smoking weed. Oh yeah, I remember now. Sorry about that, guys. Yeah, last time I drank was in June. Then we went to Portland. I got a little drunk. Yeah, I felt like shit the next 2 days. God damn, I felt horrible, dude. I felt like I felt so shitty. And it didn't, you know what? It didn't help either that I ate like shit all week there. Those few days that I was there. We went there from Thursday to, we drove there on Thursday, got there Friday, spent the night. We left Sunday morning. No, we got there Thursday, so we settled down. We left Wednesday after work. We got there Thursday. We spent the night Friday, Saturday. And Sunday we came back. No, we came back Monday. Come back Monday. We came back Monday. Came back Monday, but yeah, I feel like shit, man. I can't do it. I'd rather be high, honestly. Man, if you think alcohol is better than weed, oh, dude. I mean, the feeling is really fucking good, but is it worth the feeling? I don't think so anymore. Probably when I was young, when I was able to take all that alcohol in, but now, fuck, I can't do it. It's way too strong for me. I used to be able to just finish half a bottle. Now I could just barely take a shot without a chaser. Oh man. Honestly, people, I say avoid drinking as much as possible, you know, drag it out. Like for me, now I'm just gonna do like around holidays, maybe Thanksgiving, you know. Big holidays when I'm just at home relaxing with the family. It's easier to do that, but if I'm out, no, I can't do it. Just be a little high. It's not the same than being drunk, but it feels, you won't get that shitty feeling after. You won't. Yeah, as you can see, be a pothead and be very driven. Nah, you know, you can still do shit while being a pothead, but that's the point of that. But anyways, guys, I'll talk to you guys later. I just wanted to check in on you, see what the fuck you guys been up to. See, you know, hope you guys are doing well. If you guys want to talk to me, ask me anything, you know, talk shit, whatever, contact me at my email at elgatolocopodcasts@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Hello I'm Juarez. So that's HelloImJuarez, all together, no underscore or anything like that. You want to follow me on Snapchat, JDog209, JAYDOGG209. Same thing, all straight through, no underscores or anything like that. Yeah, guys, I'll talk to you guys later. Hope you guys have a good week. Stay stay cool, stay classy, stay safe. Have a good one, guys. Talk to you guys later. Bye-bye. Thursday, September 21st, 2017. How you guys doing so far? I'm really fucking tired right now. I did a 12 and a half hour shift at work today. Not good. And I just got done with the gym too, but if I could do it, you could fucking do it too. You don't have to do all I do, but you know, try something, do something. You know, it'll be good for you. Just do it. You know what I mean? I know you don't have to go fucking old bodybuilding full on it. Just, you know, start something out. Get
get it moving, you know, walk a little more, run if you can, stretch, drink more water, take some vitamins. Come on, if you're driving a Mercedes, you're not going to change the oil. You're not going to put in the premium in your Mercedes. Come on, that's how I see it. That's what I tell people when I, you know, tell them, you know, cut out certain foods out of their diets. They're like, okay, so, you know, let's say you're a Mercedes. Mercedes only run well on premium gas. So if you give a Mercedes the cheapest fucking gas, what you think is going to happen? The fucking Mercedes is going to run shitty. It's going to feel shitty. And yeah, that's the same thing that happens to your body when you give it shit nutrients, you know? But anyways, I don't want to get too into that already, because I'm already going in deep. And I don't know shit, but just do more stuff, man. You'll be fine. Try a little more. You could do it. If I could do it, I could do it. And right now I'm going shopping still. I got to go grocery shopping. But anyways, that's not why I wanted to talk to you guys today. Well, yeah, nah, I really don't have a big reason, but, well, today while I was working out, before I go on any further, I'm probably gonna start a little blog. I'm gonna try out different weeds to work out on, see which one gives you the better workout. So far, the one that I'm trying right now, I'm gonna probably start a blog on my website, from Bright Labs, 500 milligram pure cannabis oil, Sphire OG, THC 65.9%, CBD 0.3%, making it a total of 71% THC, I guess. I'm not sure, but I'm just reading off the little box. It's vape oil. It's a vaporizer one. Probably it took about four small hits, but I just inhaled really deeply. Held it in, you know, got the most out of it, and I was pretty damn high. I got in there, but the good thing, it really helped me focus on my muscles while I was working out, honestly. It helped me just get lost in the process, and made me a little more friendly towards people out the gym, because I'm not usually an asshole. I even let this guy try out my resistance bands. I show him how to do pull-ups, and I didn't show him how to do pull-ups. I showed him a better way to do pull-ups. And, it was pretty cool. He was pretty appreciative of it. And, I'm going to start doing that. I'm going to try different weeds, different things. You know, I'll probably smoke or do an edible. Probably not the edible. I'm going to just keep to smoking. I'm probably going to start doing that. So, be on the lookout for that. And, if you really want me to do that, you know, get on my ass about it, so I'll do it. Because I know myself, I'm too busy right now to add on more shit. But if you guys really want it, I'll do it. But anyways, when I was working out, I was so deep in the workout. So I was managing multitasking way better. So I was getting a really good workout. And then, it's getting a really good workout. And I was listening to music, and that song "Mrs. Officer" by Lil Wayne came on. So when I was listening to it, I was starting to wonder. Is that true? The fucking police officers, the ladies, do you think they actually like fucking thuggish people, or anybody that's, you know, just some fucking troublemaker? Do you think they'll fuck them? I don't know, maybe it started to make me think that and wonder that. Or can somebody really, has any female officers been seduced in the past? I don't know. I was high. I was so deep into my, I got lost in my workout. Then my mind just went somewhere else. My body wasn't my workout, but my mind was just on listening to the song, being so concentrated to the lyrics. That was my concentration point for my workout. I was listening to the lyrics of the songs, and it just stuck on that. So yeah, it was like just, you know, it's me being stupid. But, I'm about to go into Walmart. This is just a little short podcast, because the last one I didn't get to upload it. So you probably get this one and the last one. And, After that, hopefully I'm trying to get another one going this Saturday. So it's my friend Juan's. You guys heard of Juan already? It's his birthday on, well, it was his birthday on the 19th, but we're celebrating his birthday on the 20th at his place. So hopefully I get to podcast there with them. Hopefully, because I'm pretty sure they're going to be all fucked up. So, I'll talk to you guys later. Have a good rest of the week or start of the week, whenever you fucking listen to this thing. Thank you guys. Talk to you guys later. Bye bye. Thank you.